ton to cover. I have got plenty to go through. I want to thank David and the team for having me on, and I'm just excited to be here. Now, before I begin, I have to do the standard disclosure. Basically says this is for education purposes only, meant to be investment, legal, or tax advice. Essentially, if you lose, it is your fault, not mine. I'm going to be covering a lot of cool stuff and information, this is for educational purposes only. So we're going to talk about permanent volatility. Permanent volatility, the largest shift in trading that I've seen. All right, I've been at it for 20 years, and I got to tell you, this is a totally different market than anything I've seen in the past. So what are we going to cover? I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why the trading world has changed forever, and I mean that. I'm going to get into using volatility products to predict markets, and one of the things I love about volatility, one of the reasons why I'm a volatility trader first, is that volatility gives us so much information, so much that we can do. And then I'm going to give you two trades that I'm going to do right now, all right, that I would do right now that I love, all right? So who am I? You're like, who's this loudmouth? Well, I can tell you that I was on the floor for about 10 years in New York and Chicago on the American Stock Exchange and on the Cboe. My name is Mark Sebastian. I was a market maker. My badge was SEB. And there were very few people on the floor who didn't know me. And on top of that, since I left the floor, I am Jim Cramer's VIX expert. If you watch Mad Money about once every month, you'll see me do an off-the-chart segment for him on VIX. I am a volatility trader. I manage a small private hedge fund. And so I am a trader who's here to teach. I am the founder of OptionPit. OptionPit is an education and consulting company working with traders, helping you guys think and trade the way I do and the way my team does. And that's why we're here, because my team, we're volatility traders, and we've seen a shift in volatility that I've never seen before. So I want to explain to you, there really is only one trade right now, right? There's so much volatility in the world. We've got, still have the coronavirus out there, right? We got the economy, the stimulus bill. We don't know whether they're going to be pushing this stimulus bill. We got the election. You're saying, well, Mark, the election's over. Is it? The Electoral College votes, I believe, on Monday. But we've got all kinds of court challenges, all kinds of craziness. I was talking to a guy who was a Beltway lawyer over the weekend, and he was saying, you know what? This is mostly over, but it's not 100% over. We have the Fed helicopter, right? You've got Jerome Powell helicoptering money to the world. And now we've got Janet Yellen that's likely going to be the Treasury Secretary. So you have the two kings of the helicopter joining forces. And what are the ramifications of that much cash hitting the market? You have tweets. I mean, we still have several weeks to months of a president who can move the market one way or the other with a tweet. And now we have lockdowns coming. There's a ton of volatility. And that doesn't even include the stuff that we normally think about with volatility, like earnings and non-farm payrolls. Volatility is the story of 2020 and is going to be the story of 2021. 5 years, 5 months, 10 years, 10 months. All right. In February 2020, in February, the VIX traded over 20 for the first time in a while. It has not traded below that number since. We've had more continuous volatility than the past 10 years combined. Right? We've had close to 300 calendar days, 200 trading days of the VIX over 20. That's incredible. We haven't had that many days in the last 10 years. A lot of people don't realize that. In the last year, the VIX hit an all-time high, right? Now, theoretically, it would have traded higher back in 1987. But since the VIX became a tradable product, we had an all-time high in 2020. And again, 10 months of the VIX over 20. I traded in 2008. This is nothing like that. There's some similarities, some broad strokes they have in common. For instance, that was the previous high VIX. But the continuous high fear level is even greater than what we saw in 2008 and 2009. Volatility is here. It's just a fact of the matter. It's quite frankly the only trade that professionals are turning to, right? Pros are all over volatility. They're using VIX, VXX, UVXY, and they're using options in ways that we've never seen before. Last month, for the first time ever, right, we traded more notional value using options than actual stock trading. Think about that. More notional shares traded via options than stock. And we've now seen that consistently. In 2021, options are going to be the dog, stocks, futures, they're going to be the tail. I think we are heading for a world where consistently more shares notionally trade in the options market than the New York Stock Exchange. All right, when I was on the floor of the CBO, we were the laughing stock of the NYSE. The NYSE, they looked on us as the small time, nothing traders. Right now, you look at what's going on in CBO, you look at what's going on the different exchanges. The amount of options trading is like nothing we've ever seen. All right, and there's more data to that and leading to this volatility. 10% of the market, 10% of all trades are one and two lots. Small retail traders, such as yourself, have become whales. Whales are what we used to call the guys who would step into your crowd and buy 25,000 or 50,000 calls on a strike. Now we see that every single day, but instead of being put up all at once, it's a million retail traders putting up one contract. Completely changed the landscape of trading, right? Now, what I'm going to do today is show you how to use volatility, how to use VIX, all right, to trade and to survive and thrive in this market. I'm going to show you how to make money with what I think is a permanent shift in volatility. Now, the VIX is going to trade back below 20, all right? But with the Fed dropping in money and retail traders flooding into their phone in ways that I've never seen, volatility is here. All right, you know, I want to tell you a quick story. I do some television appearances. I'm going to talk about those in a second. And one of the things I did to try and get better at TV was I took classes at the Improv Olympic in Chicago, all right, the IO Theater. And it produces a lot of really famous actors and actresses. I'm still friends with a lot of the people that were in my little group, right? I was the old man. This was 5 years ago, and I was the old man at, 37. I am getting texts from people in that class asking about the stock market, all right? I was hired some guys because I just moved down to Austin, Texas, and I hired some guys to put up my TV outside and some TVs around the house, and they heard me having one of these presentations. And, the name of the company is Bat City, because that's what they call Austin, is Bat City. And the guy's like, wait, are you an option trader? I said, well, yeah. He's like, hey, I just opened a Robinhood account. I was wondering, so I'm seeing a new class of option trader enter this market like I've never seen before. And it is changing the way we trade and amplifying volatility in stocks and the overall market. Add in the Fed providing a ton of liquidity, and you have the market that we have. So now let's talk about February of 2020. And a lot of people ask, well, if you're so smart, could you see February happening ahead of time, right? And the answer was yes. Yes, I could, right? I didn't know it was going to be what it became. Let me be clear on that. I didn't know the VIX was going to go to 90, but I could tell that something bad was going to happen, all right? So I want to show you how I used volatility, all right? This is a statement from my fund, all right? And this is from March 3rd, right? Now, I am not a counter trend, constant bear, or a tail risk fund, all right? We're a hedged equity fund. And what I want to show you, and I think this is the important piece, is this, all right? That linked IR. While the market was absolutely in the toilet, I was up on the year, all right? I produced about 1,200 basis points over the Dow Jones Industrial Average, basically in the course of 4 days, all right? How did I do that? All right, the answer is I have a traffic light that I use, the option pit traffic light. All right, it's the same proprietary system that I use in the fund, right? And I use this proprietary volatility trading system to tell me what the VIX is going to do, which then tells me what the market is going to do, all right? And with any product, my traffic light has green, yellow, and red. Green means the underlying is going to go higher. So when the VIX is green, that means the VIX is going to go up. And when the SPX is green, that means the SPX is going to go up. All right. Yellow could go up or down. Use caution. We're going to make some wild moves is what yellow means. All right. So when the VIX light is yellow, that means the VIX is going to jump around. It's going to have big up days and big down days. And then finally, red, right? And red means that underlying is going to go down, right? So in the VIX, that means VIX is going to drop. In SPX, that means SPX is dropping. So if my VIX traffic light is green, a lot of times my SPX traffic light is red. Sometimes it's yellow, right? And I have four main internal pieces of that indicator, right, that drive it. So here's my traffic light in action. Here's what we saw, all right? So leading into February, all right, leading into February expiration week, right, this all really began. People say, Mark, when did this craziness begin? I can actually tell you a date, all right? And the first day that things really started to get scary, all right, my traffic light flipped to yellow was the 19th of February. Right, and a lot of you maybe don't remember this, but I do because I sit here. And I mean, other than talking to you, all right, this is what I look like during the day as I'm trading. All right, and I'm clicking buttons going through my screens. All right, that is my day. All right, so in the middle of the day on Thursday, we had been up a little bit, maybe flattish, and somebody who's smart dumped about a million S&P E-mini futures at once. Not a million, but it was a ton, all right? And so we had saw two blocks of the S&P futures just get sold, and the S&P tanked. We went from flat in the day to down about 40 like that, and you can see the candle right there. All right, you can see the candle right here, that range. All right, and at the same time, the volatility surface changed. The volatility surface, my indicators that I watched changed, and my light flipped from green to yellow. Now, one of the things that helped, I'm gonna tell you the whole trading story. One of the things that helped here was expiration was the next day. So normally what I would do in this on an expiration, if I have a green light, what I would do is I'd close my position on that Thursday and I'd roll out to the next month. Well, so what I did was I went, well, you know, this is kind of weird. I didn't like the trading action and my light is yellow. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to close my position, but I'm not going to roll. And then the next day, we got a big gap down. The whole volatility surface curve changed, and I got my S&P 500 red light. I got a green light in VIX. So I went to cash on that Thursday and then didn't go long on Thursday or on Friday. I stayed flat. And then at the same time, my VIX traffic light turned green, right? So while everyone was getting absolutely thwacked, I was sitting pretty in the market. Why? Because I had the VIX working for me. I had seen the volatility surface change, all right? Now, the whole buy the dip, right? There were a lot of people saying, hey, look, we got 2 days in a row of selling. I'm going to go in and buy. My VIX light was saying no. And don't worry, I'm going to tell you how the whole thing works, or at least the main piece, all right? So my indicator was saying, hey, you know what? S&P red, time to go long, vol. So we, in cash, just took a tiny sliver, all right? And you can see the same indicators, right? I'm red, I don't need to be long vol. I'm yellow on that Thursday, and you can see that crazy candle. Then we get the gap up, and I'm green, all right? And the price movement on that chart is not really what's telling me anything. What's telling me is my traffic light, which is giving me a, hey, go long vol. So I'm in cash, all right? So normally in this situation, if I had a long position on, I would start putting on a big hedge. Instead, I took a tiny sliver of my fund and went long vol and rode it. And I'm talking like 1 or 2%, right? So sold out of our long position on the 20th, bought long VXX call spreads on the 21st, and I used that to capture those extra basis points. And I continue to beat the Dow Jones this year. Very pleased with my performance. So now I'm going to teach you some secrets, all right? These are, you know, when I say secrets, they're just maybe things you don't think about, all right? Secret one, traders with a small amount of money can take advantage of permanent volatility. You can trade VIX, UVXY, VXX options with a small account, and I'll show you, all right? Next, I'm going to talk to you about how having cash over the long haul doesn't do you a lot of good. In fact, cash is maybe the scariest position that I see right now, all right? And I'm not saying cash is trash. Cash is not trash. But it's not always the best position, right? Then I'm going to give you a couple of trades I want to do right now. I'm going to show you what I'm doing. All right, so here one. You don't need a hedge fund to trade volatility. You don't. You can make really nice gains on small dollars, all right? Typically, all right, when I'm trading across my portfolios, my trades don't use up more than a few $100, all right? And remember, I created, what, 1,200 points of excess return, one being in cash, and two, using 1% of my portfolio. So if you put small dollars, you can win big. So when my light is green, all right, I will get lots of little small trades to fire off in VIX, lots of them. When my light is red, I'll get one or two good trades a week, right? Right now, my light's red. I've got two really good trades. It's actually screaming red. Screaming, all right? Here's a just a trade, a little quote that I got from a guy named Jim. And it was just a nice little trade that I put out. And he was like, you know, it was nice to make 600%. This was in during that March period when I just started kind of talking about the trades that I'm doing in volatility, right? We literally put out a trade, right? We don't give the sizing or anything like that, but we put out a trade that made 600% that time, all right? So here's an example of a trade that I've done recently, all right? And this was on November 5th. It was a little election trade, right? I don't know if you know what happened on last November, but there was this little thing called the election. And we did a trade around it. And I want to get my dates right, matched up here properly. So, you know, what's interesting is this trade is actually post-election, right? The election was November 3rd. So on November 5th, post-election, you know, we see vol starting to back off. Volatility starting to come in. A wave of volatility trading on the short side enter the market. So I put out, hey, buy the November 13th, 21.5 puts. Pay $1.20. I'll even give a top when I put an alert out. On the 9th, hey, look what we did. Double your money. Sell the close. The 21.5 puts, 253, 250 low. 100% return 4 days. And really, not even 4 days, because that was a Thursday. So we were in on Thursday midday, and I was out on that Monday. So you had to deal with the weekend, but pretty simple trade. And I'll show you what it looked like on the chart. And I'll talk to you about how we trade. And what I want you to see is, yeah, you know what? We'd already seen volatility come off a ton, right? I've got better things to do, right, than to try and catch a falling knife. You're saying, Mark, why didn't you short vol? Why didn't you get short VIX up here, right? I'm not in the business of catching a falling knife. I'm in the business of throwing the knife. So after the or pushing the knife as it drops. So, oh yeah, the knife is falling. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to whack it with a tennis racket even harder, right? This is the hard money. Here's the easy money. Buy the put on the 5th, I'm out on the 9th. Because right here, this is all traffic lights yellow. Here, our traffic light is red. Even though, if you look at the white, that means we were up. Even though the VIX was up on the day, we were like, yeah, no, it's going lower, right? The light is our guide. Our traders are a difference. So I could give you the traffic light every day. I do. If you're a subscriber, you see what I think. One of the pieces that I think really adds to what we do here is you've got professional, you know, long-time volatility traders analyzing this light and interpreting and giving you information as we trade it and as we're seeing it. So TVIX is gone, right? But a lot of people don't realize how TVIX almost took out the whole market. The reason why they shut TVIX down is, I'm going to show you here, clear my annotations, this day right here. Because in a single day, and this is something we piled into, we put on a short vol trade this day. In a single day, TVIX almost lost so much that it was going to have to shut down, that it was going to automatically trip a shutdown and would have blown up even more people. Think of a reverse of XIV. It almost reversed XIV. And we saw this because we have an understanding of the market. All right. Let me clear drawings. All right. And don't worry, I'm going to get into how the whole thing works. Secret two, what good is cash if you do not know what to do with it? And government debt, gold, cash, do they really work? Do they really work when you're panicking? No. Volatility works. Gold, these don't. So what you see is here is the 10-year over 2008, or it's TLT, I'm sorry. So yeah, you do real well, but it goes away. So unless you're new to short bonds, you got problems. Most people don't. Up next, gold. Same thing. Gold didn't even help you when we were cratering. Dollar, same thing, right? We got a lot of dollar buying, and then it went right back down. One of the issues I have with a lot of the risk-off assets is that they're very difficult. People view them as a investment. Nobody looks at volatility. Volatility is an asset class. It truly is. But it's not an investment, right? It's a temporary allocation. And if you use my traffic light to get in and out, it can be an allocation short and long. And I'm not kidding you. We can use volatility to call tops and bottoms in the market, all right? Volatility helped me call the top. I was late on the bottom. I got to be honest. But we can call tops and bottoms, right? And I've done it a couple times on national TV. This is from early in this year. I was on television doing talking Bloomberg from SIBO, and you can see they haven't closed down the exchange floors yet. This was like one of the last hits from the SIBO. And I'm on talking to the reporter on a Friday, and I tell her, you know, based on what we've seen trading yesterday and today and what's going on with the VIX and the lack of liquidity, I think we're going to open limit down on Monday. And we did. But I've called tops. All right. Kramer said I was wrong here. 2015. All right. Kramer was like, I don't buy it. But I said, you know what? We're going higher. And this was because of one of my major pieces of my light, right? That I'd seen you. He's actually showing you one of the things goes in my light. Correlation between volatility and the S&P. Very important indicator. All right. When the VIX is up and the S&P is up, that is very bad for the market. When the VIX is down and the S&P is down, that is a strong sign that the market is forming a bottom. All right. You take one thing away from here. If that's all you take away, that's a really important piece. All right. When will things feel safe? A lot of people want to know. All right. And we actually, this has changed. I need to update that. We are now in an extended green. And I think the S&P could go to 4,000, potentially by the end of the year. Volatility lets me know when things are safe. All right. I started selling puts in April. All right. Started buying calls in October. In the S&P. All right, so here is what goes into my light. All right, you want to know what these are the four main drivers. That's what you're here for, right? How do I use volatility to spot tops and bottoms? All right, in volatility of the market, all right? When there is a change in severity of VIX moves, number one. So when the VIX starts to increase its movements or decrease its movements, very important. Two. All right, and this is the second most important one that I'm talking about right now. That change in volatility correlation, right? VIX up, S&P up. VIX down, S&P down. S&P up, VIX flat. S&P down, VIX flat. Those tell me things. This is the second, this one, bullet two, is the second most important piece of my indicator. Three, VIX option volatility gives the all clear. When VIX option volatility starts to fade, that is a good sign that the market is calming down. When it's going higher, when it starts creeping higher, that is a very important point to be aware of. And then finally, when volatility futures give it all clear, the number one thing we use is the shape of the VIX curve, all right? VIX curve, volatility correlation, and then the other two make up my light. So the key to spotting any market change, the only true trial, all right, is when volatility is giving you the all clear. That's when I know to use cash, all right? The key to spotting any market change, all right? When my light is red, all right, I'll have one trade a week, all right? When my light's green, I'll be in a trade almost every day, in, out, in, out, in, out, all right? And I can get some really nice returns. All right, so now secret three, what am I doing right now? It's what you want to know, right? For starters, I'm trading small, even smaller than normal, all right? When VIX is up in the 20s, I don't need to apply as much capital as when it's in the 10s. The risk is different. It moves more. I can use smaller dollars and get bigger returns, flat out. And this is the nicest thing anybody ever said to me. Mark, I got to say, I'm liking your personal management of our trades to squeeze out profits. I don't know of any other service that is as meticulous as I am about my money. You treat my money like it's yours. Well, that's maybe the nicest thing I could say. I truly treat my clients, you know, the people that are in our education service, like they're a family, they're people I care about, all right? There's a lot of bad actors out there, all right? So here were the trades that I was doing early. I was long vol. Then, as TVIX was blowing up and down, I got short vol. Now, I'm trading the curve, taking advantage of pops and drops, and leaning very short vol right here. So the VIX has been flopping around, trying to find its bearing, but it's starting to really trend lower. And it's that trend has become tradable. So now I'm going to show you two trades I like right now, and they're based on this VIX curve. Remember I told you the VIX curve. There are some things longer dated that I really like. All right. One that's going to go out today to my clients. But what I think is really important about this curve right now is this and this to here and here. What you're looking at is called a contango. All right. Now, the back end of the curve, April, May, June, July, it's still very flat. The one thing I don't really love. Normally, I'd expect this to look more like, let me clear. Normally, I like the curve to kind of look like this more. Not that part, but you get what I'm saying. And the fact this back end is flat is, I think, shows that VIX is still really high and that vol is still really high and that there's tons of room, I think, in the next month or two for volatility to collapse. And the market is positioned for that right now. So am I. But this shape, this contango is in my four pieces of my traffic light, this is a VIX red. Then I get volatility correlation, volatility of the S&P. That's also red at the same time. That, to me, is a very good recipe for a short vol trade. So I want to show you two trades that I've looked at. And then I'll take questions and we'll go through whatever you want. All right. Let me clear these drawings real fast because they're in the way. So this is the VIX itself. These are options on the VIX. And one of the things that's really interesting is how short the market is positioned right now. The market is extremely short, all right? Normally, when I look at the VIX contract, for every put that is open, there's about 1.5 to 2 calls. Right now, for every call that is open, there's almost 1.5 puts. The market is leaning extremely short, and we're seeing huge activity in near-dated puts. Look at the open interest on the 20 puts, 317,000. This is from yesterday. Traders bought 60,000 of the 19 puts yesterday. The market is positioned for a stimulus deal to be done this week, I think by Friday. And they are buying up a ton of the 19 puts for a dime. So what is this is a trade I really like. I like owning these 19 puts for under a dime. I have some in my fund. Let me be clear. I'm long these from weeks ago. All right. Not going to be adding them because I'm talking about it right now. I'm not going to add to the position. But I think if we get a stimulus deal, the VIX will go to 17, could go to 8, could go to lower than that. And these puts, if I buy 10 of them for 8 cents, my $80 could be 1,500. So could these be worthless dough? Absolutely. But is the dime value of these reasonable given the potential for the VIX to die here? No, it is not. Those are too cheap. I also like the 20 puts, frankly. Kind of depends on your risk appetite, how hard you want to go. All right. In our volatility edge, we're long the 20 puts right now, and the 18 puts for that matter. The 16 puts, a few other things. Trade number two. Now, this one's a little more unique. I want to talk about, without getting too deep into it, right now, that contango puts a negative headwind on VXX. And if I think volatility is going to fall, if I think volatility is going to collapse, all right, why? We've got the Electoral College coming up. We have, and I do think that these challenges, these core challenges between Georgia and Pennsylvania in particular, could add some serious volatility to this market. But I think it'll all be cleaned up by Christmas Eve, the 24th. And so here's a really simple, easy trade that I like, all right? Maybe not simple when you look at it, but what I have here is really a call spread. So it's the December 24th, 1924 call spread for about 33 cents, 32 cents. And I combine that with a 17 put, 1-to-1. And I'm paying $1.35 for this package. Why? Because I think VXX, if VIX goes to 17, if we get a stimulus deal, if the election goes the way we all think it's going to go, all right, heading into the most most boring week of the year, in between Christmas and New Year's, I think VXX will be 15 or lower. So it's a low-risk trade that I think I can get 50 to 60% of, maybe more. This is one I might even put out to my Volatility Edge clients right as soon as I'm done here. It's a really simple trade. All right, so what is Volatility Edge? All right, and here's a look at how the risk reward works, if you want to see what the risk chart looks like. So as I've alluded to, I pulled my proprietary system that we created in my hedge fund, and I've applied it to our option pit program called the Volatility Edge, right? So what is the Volatility Edge? Volatility Edge gives the ability to buy bottoms and sell tops in volatility and puts the professional odds on your side because you have me, you have my people, all right? And rule one, I only hire people that are better than me, straight up, all right? So I put professionals on your side and we do trades based on volatility and they're delivered to your email and text message directly to you. We text the trade, we email the trade. Open and the close, all right? This system will give you trades to make real dollars and will teach you why we make our trades, all right? Why we make our trades, all right? You're gonna get trades sometimes every day, certainly every week. You're gonna get access to our daily traffic light. We update it every day. We give you the S&P light and the VIX light. Every day they're updating. We give you a weekly video update. Every week I do a little video kind of talking about our positions, talking about how I manage my positions, talking about what I see the overall volatility market as. You're going to get my exact entries and exits texted directly to you and emailed. I built, and here's the education, December for here, us at Option Pit, is education month. So I built a specialized custom volatility course that you could go through that'll teach you how I think about volatility, how it works. And now, because we want it to be education month, I've added my full VIX primer course to the Volatility Edge. Right? I've taken the guesswork out of the volatility. You'll get my knowledge as a professional, right? Telling you how to take advantage of trades, all the volatility through simple, easy volatility trades. You will know exactly what to do, right? Exactly what I'm doing. And it is actually easy to understand. It's precise, all right? And it should save you the time, all right? This is a great time heading into Christmas, all right? I'd like to help you pay for whatever holiday you celebrate, those presents, all right? So present to yourself, Volatility Edge. Present to your family, I'm going to try and make myself as much money as I possibly can using Volatility Edge, and you'll see what I'm doing. So I'm offering this Volatility Edge. Remember, I'm adding the VIX Primer, my four-hour class that sells for $1,000 into this product, all right, at a special price for the year, all right? It is a year starting January. I'm giving you the whole month of December for free. So this is a one-year subscription that is 13 months long. So you buy it now, and your subscription is good through December 31st of 2021. Hopefully, that'll be a much better year for the United States, all right? And in addition, special little bonus, all right? Let me change this to 2021, all right? On top of the fact that I gave you my best trade for the end of 2020, over the next year, in 2021, I'll give you 50 winning trades. If I don't give you 50 trades, end of 2021, even if I make a ton of money, if I don't have 50 winning trades, you can email us, say, Mark, I want my money back. Done. All right. Click to get access to try and double your account using these tiny dollars. All right. And on top of that, I have two really awesome bonuses. Awesome bonuses. One, on Thursday, I'm doing a special trading session for Volatility Edge clients prepping for the Electoral College vote. All right, this is Volatility Edge clients, and my professional clients are invited to this. So it's going to be me, all of you guys, and you can ask me anything you want while I'm talking through the election. You ask me about volatility, I'll go through some trades. You'll see all kinds of stuff. All right, and in addition, all right, we have a little product that I call Omaha Investing, where I run a long-dated put portfolio. I do a session every quarter. Well, guess what? My next live session is next week, all right? So if you want to attend live and see how I'm balancing my portfolio that I put into my Omaha Trades portfolio, you can attend live, all right? But the rest of December, the Electoral College trading session, the Omaha Trades, and the special price are done tomorrow. All right. So if you've got questions, all right, I am here to answer them right now. First question, what color are they now? SPX is green, VIX is red. SPX is green, VIX is red. What other questions do you have? Oh, wow, VIX is dying here, huh? You get, there's the site to go to hey, Mark, great session. How do you decide between UVXY, VXX, and VIX? You know, that's a great question. It really depends. UVXY I like to use for kind of longer term fade trades. VIX is really a proportion of when 1 month is out of whack, I'll trade VIX. And VXX I use more as an overall contango trade. So there's the link again. Remember, I'm doing my electoral college session on Thursday. Have I ever been using VolQ? I've looked at VolQ some. There's no way to trade those futures. They're not quite liquid enough, but when the options trade, I'm going to be all over those VolQ options. I think that there's going to be a ton of opportunity in those. Hi, Neil. All right. So the special price, the two extra sessions, all the extra goodies I'm throwing in, this expires tomorrow. So go out and get it. Any other questions? If not, then I'm looking, and it sounds like we are perfect in terms of timing, David.